Give you all a good night. One night go for Bob Portable Clear.
Okay, Neil 73. And now we'll go to KC5RJL. Lewis, what's your last thoughts and comments?
I mean, KPBS, KC5RJL. Well, you know, I'm always the purveyor of bad news, but for those who are interested, which I think you should be, since we're part of the Western Alliance, the war's going to probably start next week on Purim, which is a Jewish holiday, March 2nd or 3rd. The United States wants Israel to attack first, and then the United States doesn't want to do it preemptively, so as to be seen as an unprovocative action by the U.S., so they want Israel to make the first strike, and then the United States will back them up. But our two carrier groups, one of them, the Gerald R. Ford, is literally drowning in sewerage. They're having all kinds of plumbing problems. Some people are calling it a silent mutiny, that these guys have been there on their second tour. They've been on this ship for a year, and they're fed up with it. And reports are that a lot of the sailors are intentionally clogging the toilets and stuff. So it's kind of a mess, but we've got all these assets committed. Let me pause. We've got billions of dollars worth of military assets in the Persian Gulf now, so Trump is not going to back off. And once this thing starts, if it goes regional, we're going to see oil double or triple overnight. And I think there's going to be a lot of unintended consequences that's going to affect the global economy in a very negative way. So giving everybody a heads up. Of course, people don't believe it until it happens, and they go, well, I just didn't think they would do it. But we have this wacko in the White House, and he just wants to exercise ultimate authority, and they're totally underestimating the Iranians, because Iranians are getting very high-tech radar, hypersonic missiles, and other armaments from Russia and China. So it's not going to be an easy victory. We're going to be over there for quite some time, and it's going to be a rather long, dragged-out situation. Other than that, everybody have a good weekend, and I'll be doing the net next week. And we encourage everybody to check in. KC5RJL, back to net.
Yeah, it's really getting bad there, Lewis. I mean, I don't understand the maggots that voted for that guy. I mean, you just have to listen to him, and you know how senile he sounds. But I guess some people, their minds are also senile. So, you know, I hope he don't end up with World War III caused by him. First of all, I personally think he's a murderer. He's getting involved with other countries. Why not start by his own country and help his people, and not go and bother other people, leave them with their business? Anyway, that's my comment for that. And I want to wish everybody a happy week. Take care. And oh yes, my last thoughts and comments were that. And anyways, we'll see what happens. And have a lot of prayers there, and that the people will wake up and do something about this. So, the last opportunity tonight to check in. Anyone else want to check in? Over.
Victor Echo 7, Foxtrot Romeo Charlie. Walt is the name.
Whiskey Alpha 2, Kilo Mike. Whiskey Alpha 2, Kilo Mike. Kevin in Trenton, New Jersey. Good evening.
Lewis, did you get those two calls going? Over.
I got Kevin. I've got Whiskey Alpha 2, Kilo Mike. There was a Victor Echo 7. I didn't get the suffix.
Victor Echo 7, Foxtrot, Romeo, Charlie, VE7FRC.
Okay, Walter, we got you checked in.
VE7, that's all I got. Okay, FRC, Walter. The question tonight was, in television series, do you have any that you would like to see again, or any old movies or anything like that? Over.
I'm not much of a television watcher myself. I can't think of anything in particular that piques my interest on TV. VE7FRC here.
Well, that's okay, Walter. And now I'm going to ask you for your last thoughts and comments. Go ahead, Walter.
Nothing in particular here. I'm just enjoying getting back onto the air after 30 years without running a radio. I just got back on the air, yesterday, really. I've had my call sign for well over 30 years. But anyway, so it's all new to me once again. 7-3 to everybody. VE7FRC here.
Well, don't forget next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we start our trial Thursday net. And take care, Walter. Nice to hear from you. I was a while, too, off the air. And when I retired, my wife told me, go back to radio, because I was starting to go nuts there. At work, I was able to talk with people, and now it's just me and my wife. So I'm glad to be back on the radio also. So we'll go to Kevin. WA2KM. Go ahead, Kevin. I'll start with the question with we had tonight about TV series. Any series that you'd like to see again, or are you watching new series now? Over.
WA2KM, good evening to everyone on the net. Currently 42 degrees here in the capital of New Jersey, Trenton. So we got a little bit of a warm spell after 2 feet of snowfall last weekend. Emergency. I'm 65, so if anybody can remember or watch it, Emergency. Squad 51, KMG 365, came on every Saturday night, and I love that show. That was basically how I ended up becoming, you know, a fireman. Was watching that show as a kid, and I still watch the reruns today. So if anybody remembers that, I would like to see that to come back. Besides that, there's nothing else going on. It's quiet here in the Northeast. Back to Net, WA2KM.
Well, Kevin, I have what you call Plex, and I use it on my computer and also on my TV. You got all old series and movies, all for free. The only thing you have to, find it on your computer, Plex, P-L-E-X, and download it. And then you buy a stick, a USB stick, that goes on your TV. Your TV has to be quite recent. And you go, instead of your computer, you can watch it on TV also. Okay, do we have anyone else? Let's make it 10. There's only one to go, 10. Come on down. Oh, Kevin, the next part is, what's your last thoughts and comments? Over. Oh, I went too fast. Anyways, we had 9 people tonight, 9 participants, and not too bad at all. So, next week, don't forget, it's going to be Lewis, KC5RJL, on the as the host. And I want to tell everyone, have a great week, take care, until next time, this is VE2PBS, and I'll be returning the net and all repeaters to their regular use. Good evening, everyone.